Well, look at this. Backstage at Download. Both you and I want to see Rival Sons. We're stuck talking to each other.
I know. It sounds great even from here, though.
It does. I can hear them playing the new single. So here we are, Nathan from Inglourious. You're like an excitable kid after that performance. Is this so far the pinnacle of everything, through all the dreams in the bedroom, through the TV shows, the early days of Inglourious? Is this that moment you think, wow, I finally got to somewhere where I want to be?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the kind of thing that I think anyone who's ever been in a band dreams of. If you're from the UK, Donington is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Every one of my favourite bands played here. Some incredible historical musical moments have taken place here. So it's incredible to just be here and enjoy it and walk around and people say, that was amazing. And you think...
Well, you're on a second stage as well.
I know. First year here. Second stage. I was a bit worried about the slot, but we got boosted up after Santa Cruz got announced. And then, yeah, it was packed. There was about 10,000 people there.
From a technical point of view, how was it? Because obviously with festivals like this, there's moments where you get lost in the atmosphere. Was it a good musical performance? As in, did it feel good? Was it one of those, I'm in the groove here, I'm really feeling this?
Yeah, absolutely. We watched the video straight after because we had to pick some clips for online stuff. And I'm not going to say we were incredible, but it felt...
You can.
It felt exactly... Like it looked like it exactly like it felt. It felt powerful, exciting, and we played and performed great.
Do them moments go too quick? Is it one of those? Wow.
Yeah, half an hour. You only get into the swing of it about three or four songs in, and when you're used to playing, we're playing 75 minutes on our own tour at the moment. So three songs in, you're like, yeah, we're there now, and then three songs later, you're off. So that's the only thing. But hopefully, we get to come back and play longer. I love this song. I know they can't hear this.
I know, it's Rival Sons, Pressure and Time. I don't know the words.
I do.
It's that Led Zeppelin moment. Look at us. We're enjoying the moment of each other and Rival Sons at the same time. So, of course, the album's out now and you seem to be playing non-stop. Is that the plan, to just keep going flat out for, 9 to 12 months?
Yeah. Everyone in the band has... given up whatever job they had before. We are entirely dedicated. We told our agent to get us gigs. We don't care where we gig, don't care who it's to, as long as we are playing our music and people are discovering us like they did today, we're happy. And we've got a really awesome tour to announce later in the year.
Oh, you're leaving us hanging.
Yeah, supporting a band all around Europe, so.
Supporting a band all around Europe. Oh, I'm not allowed to guess because you're going to say no whatever I say.
No.
But I know you're at Rockstock, back on the main stage.
Yes, that's going to be a lot of fun. And I hear rumours that the headliner that night we are playing is quite something. So.
What night are you playing?
Sunday.
Oh, yes, it. I can't say.
I know you can't.
I can't.
But I heard a rumour, and the rumour is awesome.
It is going to... People are going to go, wow, they're headlining...
In that room.
In that room.
It's the only time... people will ever see that band in a room that size.
Yeah, exactly. That's a band that big playing.
I know. See,
I know. Yeah, I know that you know, but we can't tell them yet for contractual obligations. And if we announce it, they'll probably decide they won't play it. But that is going to be amazing. But it's been great seeing you again, and I mean this in a good way. We'll have many opportunities to see you because you're not going away anytime soon.
And we're just writing our second album. At the moment, we are 23-24 songs demoed. So getting it all demoed up, getting it ready, sending it off to our A&R guy in America. And we're going to record it in August. The whole month of August is blocked out for recording at a lovely studio in Liverpool called Par Street Studios, where loads of people recorded there. Coldplay did their first three albums there and stuff. It's a really cool place. And then that'll be out early next year, yeah. We're hitting people with a new album straight away, as soon as we can.
I've often wondered this very quickly. You just said you demoed 23 or 24 songs. Could you not save yourself potentially a few months by just demoing the 12 that you're going to put on the album?
No, because when you're in that intense writing environment, you write some songs that one day you think are the best songs you've ever heard.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, that's so cool. It's really different. And then you listen to it or you send it to your A&R guy.
And it's an out-of-tune nursery rhyme.
Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely dire. So we always write more, then let the label help pick. And yeah, it's good fun.
Well, can't wait to hear that and subsequent songs from the album that come out as singles as well, and see you multiple times on the road and at Rockstock through 2016, 2017.
Thank you very much, mate.